Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Gershon Bertman. Meseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
The Mishnah in Nafla Metesa Amud Aleph said that if one buys Arba Minim from an Amoretz Bashvi'is, he has to pay for the Lulav and not for the Esrog, because the Esrog is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, and when he's giving money for the Esrog, he's handing Mo'is, which are Kodesh B'Kedushas Shvi'is, to the Am Ha'aretz, and one is not allowed to give an Am Ha'aretz Dmei Peri Shvi'is. The Gemara in Lametes Amud Beis asked, if there is an Isra to give Dmei Peri Shvi'is to an Am Ha'aretz, how come we are allowed to pay for the Lulav on Shnas HaShmit or Shnas HaShvi'is? That is also Dmei Peri Shvi'is, and the Gemara assumes that a Lulav is Kodesh B'Kedushas Shvi'is, and therefore the Gemara asks, why is it that one could pay for the lulav and not for the esrog? The Gemara explained that there's a basic difference between the lulav and the esrog b'shnas ha-shviz. The lulav, even though the halachos of kedusha shviz do apply to a lulav, that is only a lulav that was nechnat, that had chanota b'shnas ha-shviz, which means that the beginning of the growth of the lulav started on shnas ha-shviz. And therefore, when one comes to Chag HaSukkos of shnas ha-shmita, and he wants to buy a lulav from an Am Ha'aretz, you could know for sure that this lulav was not nechnat b'shnas ha'shvi'is. Since the lulav now is completely and fully grown, it must be that the growth of the lulav started b'shono ha'shishis, and therefore this lulav is not kodosh b'kedusha shvi'is. On the other hand, when it comes to an esroig, even though this esroig did not have a chanoto b'shnas ha'shvi'is, says the Gemara in our page in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, our Tana that said in our Mishnah that one is not allowed to buy an esrog from an Am Ha'aretz Bashvi'is, he holds like the Braisa that says it said in the name of Rabbi Yisenu nimnu be'usha ve'omru esrog bosa lekito ben lemaiser ben leshvi'is, that by esrog the halacha is that we follow the lekito and not the chanota, and whether the esrog is kodosh b'kedusha shvi'is or not depends on when it was nilkat, when it was collected from the tree. So therefore, when one buys an esrog from the Am Ha'aretz in shnas ha-shvi'is, even though he could know for sure that this esrog was not nechenat, the chanota did not happen in shnas ha-shvi'is, nevertheless, since the lakita of the esrog happened in shnas ha-shvi'is, we say that this esrog is kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is, and one is not allowed to pay for the esrog. By doing so, he will be handing the Am Ha'aretz money, which is kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. Now, the Gemara in our daf Mem Amud Aleph says, "Taim edelulav bar shishis anichnas l'shvi'is." Who, the only reason that the Gemara was able to find to explain the why in the Mishnah we are allowed to buy a lulav from an Am Ha'aretz, even though usually there is a kedusha shvi'is by a lulav, is because it is a lulav of Bar Shishi Sanichnas L'Shvi'is. A lulav which is being sold on Shnas HaShmita is usually a lulav from the sixth year. The chanota of this lulav happened in the Shana Shishis. Ask the Gemara, Hod the Shvi'is Kodosh. It is mashma from the Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara said that the reason why the lulav is not Kodosh is because the chanota happened in Shishis. It is mashma that a lulav which was Nechenat, which had the chanota on Shvi'is, a lulav which started growing on Shnas HaShmita, Kodeshu, it has Kedushas Shvi'is with all the halachas that apply to a fruit that has Kedushas Shvi'is. One is not allowed to do Schoira and other things with such a lulav. And asks the Gemara, Amai, Eitzim be'almehu ve'eitzim en bo'y mishum Kedushas Shvi'is. Why is it that a lulav has Kedushas Shvi'is, since we know that Eitzim, regular trees, do not have Kedushas Shvi'is to them? And why is lulav different than any other eitzim that do not have Kedushas Shvi'is? The Gemara answers, and the Gemara explains that there's a very big difference between lulav and all the other eitzim. The reason why the other eitzim do not have Kedushas Shvi'is to them is because we learn from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'hoisa Shabbas ha'aretz lochem le'ochlo." This is the pasuk which is discussing the halachos of Shnas HaShmita, and the pasuk uses the word le'ochla. And Chazal learned from here that the halachos of Shmita apply only to something which is usually used for eating or anything similar to eating. And the Gemara explains, Dumye de la ochlo, mi shehano oso yu be'uro yishove, yotzu eitim shehano osam achar bi'uro. From the pasuk of the Ochlo, we learn that the Kedushas Shviz is only chal on something which is similar to achila. And the idea of achila is that hana'osoi uvi'uroi shove, which means the benefit that the person is getting comes together simultaneously with the elimination of the pre. When one eats the fruit, he destroys the fruit while he is eating. So the hana'ah and the biur of the fruit come at the same time. Says the Gemara, therefore, Kedushas Shviz is only by fruits and anything which is similar to that. But regular Eitzim, the Hana and the Bi'ur do not come at the same time. And Rashi explains that usually Eitzim wood is prepared in order to bake things in the oven with it. In the olden days, they used to bake with the wood that they used to cut off from the trees. And therefore, when one is baking something with wood, the hana'ah of the baking is not together, does not come together with the biur, with the destruction of those trees. Because the trees first get burnt, and only after that, when they come to a stage of coals, that's when the person uses those coals in order to bake with them. So therefore, since the hana'ah, the benefit that the person gets from the etzim, does not come together with the bi'ur, with the elimination of those etzim, it is not considered hana'osu bi'uro yishove. And we learn from the pasuk of le'ochla that anything which is not hana'osu bi'uro yishove, there is no kedushas shvis to it whatsoever. Says the Gemara, that is true only when we are talking about general trees that their primary use is for heating up the oven. But in the case of lulav, explains Rashi, the real usage of a lulav is to sweep the house. In those days, they used to use the lulavim instead of what we have today as a broom. So these were the brooms of the olden days. And says Rashi, if the main usage of a lulav is in order to sweep the floor with it, then it is hana'osu be'urai shave, because a person gets the benefit of the lulav by sweeping the floor. And while he is doing so, the lulav starts to be destroyed, the pieces of the lulav starts falling off, therefore the destruction, the biur of the lulav, comes together simultaneously together with the benefit and the hana that the person gets from that lulav. So, Pashtis, when we learn this Gemara, it sounds like the maskana of the Gemara is that a lulav has Kedushas Shviz, even though all the other etzim do not have Kedushas Shviz to them, because they do not have hana'osu be'uroi together, but a lulav, since hana'osu be'uroi shave, it is kodesh b'kedushas shviz. And the only reason why one is allowed to buy a lulav from an amaretz b'shviz, because we know that this specific lulav is not kodesh b'kedushas shviz, because this lulav had its chanota in shana shishis. But in the case where a lulav was nechnat, had a chanota in shana shviz, it will be kodesh b'kedushas shviz, and it will be exactly like all the other peiros that are kodesh b'kedushas shviz. Rabbi Kivi Eger asks Akasha, he found that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis and the Rabbi Avadi Batanura, the Rav, both explain that the reason why one is allowed to buy a lulav from an Am Haaretz Bishnas HaShmita is because a lulav is an Eitz, and Eitzim do not have Kedushas Shviz to them. And Rabbi Kivi Eger asks, the Gemara clearly said that lulav is different than all the other etzim, and really a lulav does have kedushas shviz to it, and the reason why one is allowed to buy the lulav from the amaretz is not because it does not have kedushas shviz, only because this lulav was nechnat b'shana shishis, since there's not enough time for a lulav to have chanota from Rosh Hashanah until Sukkot, so we could assume that this lulav started growing in shana shishis, but a lulav which grew in Shana Shviz does have Kedusha Shviz. So why did the Rambam and the Rav write that a lulav does not have Kedusha Shviz at all? Because it is an eight. In the Gemara, it is mashma that a lulav does have Kedusha Shviz. And the nafkamini will be in a lulav which did have a chanota in Shana Shviz, that according to the Rambam, this lulav will not have Kedusha Shviz. But according to the pashtus of the Gemara, a lulav which was nechnat bashvis will have kedushas shvis to it. The Kapeis Tamarim also asks the same question. He found that not only the Rambam, also the Ran wrote that the reason why a lulav does not have kedushas shvis is because it is similar to eight. It is part of the category of eitzim, and not because it had a chanota in Shono Hashishis. And the Kapeis Tamarim asks that the Pashtus Gemara is mashma that lulav does have kedushas shvis, and the reason why in our Mishnah one could buy it from an Amoharetz is because the lulav was nechnat bashishis. The Kapeis Tamarim answers that really the pshat in the Rambam and the other Rishonim that say that that lulav does not have kedushas shvis at all depends on understanding the Hemshech HaGemara in our Daf and Daf Mem Amud Alef. After the Gemara explained the reason why Eitzim do not have Kedushas Shvis to them, the Gemara explained that this is because Eitzim, we don't say that Hana'asan ube'uran shove. The Hana'a from the Eitzim is only after they were misba'er, after they were consumed, then a person gets the benefit of cooking with those Eitzim. The Gemara asks a question. Vehoiko Eitzim Demashchon, the Hana'asan ube'uran shove. Rashi explains that the Eitzim Demashchon is our special Eitzim, Eitz Shemen, and these are very flammable Eitzim, and it was used not only for cooking or for baking, it was also used for the purpose of lighting. People used to light those Eitzim, and they used to create light similar to candles. And the Gemara's kasha is, since these types of Eitzim, Atzei Mashchon, Atzei Shemen, are used for lighting, and lighting is hana'asu be'uroi shaveh, the benefit that the person is getting is exactly at the same time that the etim are misba'er min ha'olam. Therefore, why do we say a general rule that etim do not have kedushas shvis to them? At least etim demashchon should have kedushas shvis. The Gemara answers, Omarove stam etim lahasoko in oindim. It is true that etim demashchon are used also for lighting, but since stam etim are used only for hasoko, for lighting up the tanur and heating up the oven for baking. Therefore, since most of the etim are used for baking, and in baking, the baking process is hana'osay achar be'uroi, as we explained. Therefore, even etim demashchon are also included in this general rule that etim do not have kedushas shvis to them, even though specifically etim demashchon, one of the way that they are used are in a way of hanosi ubi ureshave, still we follow the roiv of Eitzim. Now, Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, Dibor Matchil Vehoiko explains that it must be that Eitzim de Mashchon, these types of Eitzim, even though they were used for lighting, to create light in the house, this wasn't their roiv tashmishom. Only mute of the people use them for lighting, but the majority of the people use them like any other eitz for baking food in the oven. And says Tosfos, because if we would say that roiv of the tashmish of those eitzim mashchon was for lighting the house, then the halacha should be that eitzim mashchon should have kedushas shvis. The same way we say that a lulav has kedushas shvis because the usual way of using a lulav is sweeping the house, and this is hana'asu be'uroi shaveh, and we do not say that a lulav is like all the other trees, because since the normal usage of a lulav is for hana'asu be'uroi shaveh, we don't care that all the other eitzim are used for hana'asu achar be'uroi. So too, says Tosfos, if the metzius was that most people use etzei mashchon for lighting, and lighting is hana'asu be'uroi shaveh, we wouldn't have said that since all the other Eitzim are Hana'asi Acha Be'uoi, so also Eitzim Mashchon has no Kedushas Shvis to it. No, we would have said that it is similar to Lulav, and it would have had Kedushas Shvis to it. From the fact that the Gemara says that Atzei Mashchon does not have Kedushas Shvis, do not have Kedushas Shvis to them, that's a Raya, says Tosfos in the Baba Kama, that Atzei Mashchon usually are used for Hasaka like any other tree. Only sometimes they are used also for lighting, and therefore the Gemara asked in the Hava Mina, since at least sometimes it is used for lighting, it should be something which sometimes is hana'asu be'uroi shaveh, and it should have kedushas shvis. And the Gemara answered, no, since even this Atzei Mashchon usually is used for hasaka, for lighting up the oven, for warming up the oven. Therefore, even though sometimes it is used for lighting, we consider it like a regular eitz, like all the other eitzim, that the halacha is, since the hana'osoi achar bi'uroi, they do not have kedusha shviz to them. So this pshat in the Gemara is according to Rashi and according to Tosfos. And based on that, Rashi and Tosfos hold there's a very big difference between lulav and atzei mashchon. It is true that atzei mashchon do not have kedushas shviz to them. That is only because their roiv tashmish, the majority of the usage of the atzei mashchon, is like any other eitzim for hasaka be'alma. But a lulav, the roiv tashmish of the lulav was lechabed bois habayis, to sweep the home, and therefore lulav, his ikar tashmish is a hana'osu yubeuro yishove, and therefore it does have a kedushas shviz. Back to the Rambam. Since the Kapos Tmarim, the Rambam had a different pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam understood that when the Gemara asked that Atzei Mashchon should have Kedushas Shviz to them, that is because the Gemara knew that Atzei Mashchon, the Roiv Tashmish of Atzei Mashchon, was for lighting the house. Most of the people use Atzei Mashchon not for using them in the oven, only for lighting the house. And therefore the Gemara asks, why don't we have Kedushas Shviz in Atzei Mashchon? It should be similar to a lulav. The same way by a lulav, we say that since roiv people use it for kibud habayis, which is a tashmish of hana'os yubei roishove, so to Atzei Mashchon, roiv, the majority of the tashmishim of the Atzei Mashchon is for something which hana'os yubei roishove, which is to light the house. And according to the Rambam, the Gemara answers, stam eitzim v'la'asoko en oimdim, which means that even though Atzei Mashchon, the majority of the usage of Atzei Mashchon is for lighting, is for oira, and lighting is hana'osu yubei'uro yishove, still we follow the roiv of the eitzim. And since the roiv of the eitzim, we say that hana'osu is achar bi'uroi, because most of the eitzim are used for hasaka, for the tanur, and over there it is hana'osu achar bi'uroi, so we ignore this Atzei Mashchon, we ignore the minority of the Eitzim, and we say a general rule that all the Eitzim have one din, which is all of them do not have Kedushas Shviz to them, since most of the Eitzim, their Hana is Hana Osoi Achar Be'uroi. Says the Kapos Tmarim, according to this pshat, when the Gemara said this teretz, that Stam Eitzim V'Lahasoka in Oimdim, and the Gemara said that this is the reason why Atzei Mashchon do not have Kedusha Shviz, even though Roiv Tashmishim of the Atzei Mashchon is for Hadlokas Ha'oyer, for lighting the house, so too we could say about a lulav. That even though the lulav, Roiv the Tashmish of the lulav is for sweeping the house, and sweeping the house is Hana'osoi Uvei Uroi Shaveh, but still, since Stam Eitim Lahasoko Enoimdim, therefore, even though we find some types of eitzim that they specifically, their primary usage is hana, which hana also yubeurei shave, we follow the roiv of the eitzim, and since the roiv of the eitzim is hana also yachar beurei, even the miut of the eitzim is nimshach achar roiv, and therefore even the lulav does not have a kedushas shviz to it. And that's why the Rambam and all the other Rishonim and the Rav explained that the reason why the Mishnah one could sell a lulav to the Amoritz is because the lulav does not have a kedushas shviz, because the Rambam understood that when the Gemara said, Stam Eitzim, Lahasoko Kaime, Lahasoko in Oimdim, the Gemara was choizer from the previous teretz. In the beginning, we understood that a lulav does have kedushas shviz. And since the Gemara understood that lulav does have kedushas shviz, the Gemara had to come to the teretz that a lulav was nechnat bashishis in the case of the Mishnah. But now that finally the Gemara came to the second teretz, and the Gemara had to explain that Atzei Mashchon, even though the roiv tashmish of Atzei Mashchon is for lighting the house, and this is a hana'osu yubeurei shava, nevertheless, since we follow the roiv eitzim, and roiv eitzim, the hana is after the biur, so too we could say about the lulav, that the reason why lulav does not have kedushas shviz is not because it was nechnat bashishis. Even if it will be nechnat bashviz, it will not have a kedushas shviz, since lulav belongs to the family of eitzim, and all the eitzim have one din, that they do not have Kedusha Shvi'i, since the roiv of the Eitzim, their Hana'a is Hana'a Soi Achar Bi'uroi. The Chasam Sofer over here in Chidushi Chasam Sofer says another interesting raya to the vort of the Kapos Tmorim and to his explanation that La Halacha and La Maskana Olulav does not have Kedusha Shvi'i, and says the Chasam Sofer that if we hold that a lulav does have Kedusha Shvi'i, and the only reason why the Mishnah allowed one to buy a lulav from an hamaaretz b'shvi'is is because the lulav had its chanota b'shono hashishis, if that is the case, so when the shono hashminis comes, when the year after Shemitah comes about, the din of the Mishnah should be the exact opposite. When the shono hashminis comes and a person wants to buy his arba minim from an hamaaretz, it should be that he should be allowed to buy the esroig, because the esroig does not have any kedusha to it, since in Esrog we follow the time that of the lakita, the time that it was collected from the tree, and this Esrog was collected by Shana Hashminis. And on the other hand, in this time in the Shana Hashminis, the lulav should have kedusha shvi'is to it, because the lulav of Shana Hashminis was obviously nechnat; it started growing in the Shana Hashvi'is. And said the Chasam Sofer, then in that case, a person should be only allowed to pay for the esroig, and he should ask the Amaretz to give him the lulav and matana. The exact opposite of the halacha that we find in our Mishnah in Daf Lametes. The Mishnah in Daf Lametes is talking about someone who bought the arba minim on Shana Shvi'is, and the Mishnah explains that he's not allowed to pay for the esroig because the esroig has a kedusha shvi'is, and the lulav he could pay for because the lulav was nechnat b'shana shishis. Says the Chasam Sofer, if that explanation remained to the Maskona, and really a lulav does have a Kedusha Shvi'is, so when the Shana Hashminis comes, the things turn around, and now the lulav has Kedusha, because this lulav is a lulav that started growing from the Shana Hashvi'is, and the Esrog does not have any Kedusha because it was collected in Shana Hashminis. And asks the Chasam Sofer, why didn't the Mishnah mention such a halacha? Why did the Mishnah focus only on one who is buying the arba minim b'shana hashvi'is? The Mishnah should have told us the same din, just the reverse, in a case of a person buying a lulav and esroig b'shana hashminis. That in that case, he's only allowed to pay for the esroig and get the lulav b'matana. Says the Chasam Sofer, from the fact that the Mishnah did not give us this halacha, that's a raya that la maskana lulav does not have a Kedusha Shvi'is at all. And as the Kapos Tmorim explained, the Maskana of the Gemara is that all trees are equal and no tree has a Kedusha Shvi'is to it. And therefore, when one comes to the Shana Hashminis, he does not have a problem in paying to the Amaretz for the lulav, since the lulav does not have any Kedusha to it, even though it was Nechnat B'Shana Hashvi'is. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, the Mishnah itself is a very strong raya to the Rambam and to the Pshat of the Kapos Tmorim. So La Halacha, it comes out that there is a Machlaikis, Rashi and Tosfos on one side, and the Rambam and other Rishonim on the other side, as to whether Lulav has Kedusha Shvi'is to it. The Rambam holds that Lulav does not have Kedusha Shvi'is, and Rashi and Tosfos hold that a Lulav does have Kedusha Shvi'is, just that we follow the Chanota of the Lulav. But if the lulav was nechnat, started growing in the Shana Hashvi'is, it does have a kedusha to it. In the Sefer Mishnas Yosef, he's clarifying regarding a lulav bazman hazeh. He says that even according to Rashi and Tosfos, the reason why the Gemara explained that a lulav has a din of kedusha shvi'is is because it is similar to achila. We learn from the pasuk le'ochla that Kedusha Shvi'is is only chal on things which are hana'osu be'uroi shove. And as Rashi explained, lulav is also hana'osu be'uroi shove, since it is osui lechabed boyes habayis. The normal way to use a lulav is to sweep the house with it. Obviously not the lulav of the mitzvah, but the normal way to use generally lulavim. And therefore this usage of sweeping the house is hana'osu be'uroi shove. The lulav starts to being destroyed while the person is gaining the benefit from the lulav, therefore it has Kedusha Shvi'is. Says the Mishnah Yosef, Bazman Hazeh, in our days, no one uses lulavim to sweep their homes, we have other methods of sweeping the houses. And therefore, the question will be, maybe even Rashi and Tosfos will agree that nowadays there's no kedusha to lulavim, even if the lulav was nechnat in the Shana HaShvi'is, since in our days, the only way that we use the lulav is mainly for the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, but we don't sweep the houses for with the lulavim, so we don't have the svara of Hana'asu Yubi'urei Shavit. The Mishnas Yosef says that this question, this shaila is depending on a machloikis between the Chazon Ish and the Shevet HaLevi Rav Ozner. Their machloikis is regarding peels of oranges, peels of marantzen. And the question is whether peels of oranges have kedusha shvi'is bazman hazeh or not. Mi'ikar adin, peels of oranges have kedusha shvi'is to them because they are ro'ui lema'achal behemo. And since they're ro'ui lema'achal behemo, they are considered oichel. And the machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Shevet HaLevi is whether nowadays that most people do not use the peels of their oranges to feed a behemo, do we still say that the peels of the oranges have kedusha shvi'is? The Chazon Ish holds that since ro'i bnei odom do not feed the behemos with peels of oranges, so we do not say anymore that the peels have kedusha shvi'is to them. On the other hand, the Shevet HaLevi is machmir, and he says that since these peels are ro'i for ma'achal behemo, even though it is not common to do so anymore, we will say that it does have kedusha shvi'is, and the halacha does not change. Says the Mishnas Yosef, the question regarding the lulav is very similar. Also over here, according to the Chazon Ish, we will say that since nowadays no one uses the lulav to sweep the house, so it comes out that nowadays it's not hana'osu yubi'urei shaveh, and therefore there shouldn't be any kedusha shvi'is in the lulav, even according to Rashi and Tosfos. But according to Rav Ozner, we should be machmir that there is kedusha shvi'is in the lulav, since even though nowadays the metzius has changed, the halacha still remains, since one could technically use his lulav for sweeping the house, and even though people do not do so anymore, it is similar to the peels of the orange that people do not feed them, and still we are machmir that they do have kedusha shvi'is to them. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Minchas Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simon Aleph says that even according to the Shevet HaLevi, even according to Rav Ozner that holds that by the peels of the oranges they do have kedusha shvi'is, still there is no raya to the case of a lulav, and by lulav there shouldn't be any kedusha, because the svara of Rav Ozner is regarding something which was considered oichel at the time where people used to feed the peels of the oranges to behemois. Those peels had a shem oichel to them. It wasn't oichel of machal odom, but it was machal behema. But still, it was considered oichel, and therefore, it had kedusha shvi'is. And the chiddush of the Shevet HaLevi is that even though nowadays people do not use it anymore for that purpose of feeding the behemois, the shem oichel still remains, and it does have kedusha shvi'is. But that is only regarding something that once upon a time had a shem oichel to it. But when we are talking about the lulav, even in the times of Chazal, when people used the lulav for sweeping their homes, it did not have shem oichel. It had a kedusha shvi'is because it was similar to oichel, because hana'asu yubei'urei shaveh, but it never had a shem oichel. There's an added halacha that not only oichel it has kedusha shvi'is, also all the things which are similar to oichel by the fact that hana'asu yubei'urei shaveh. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if the only reason why it was similar to Oichel is because Hana'asi Be'urei Shaveh, because the minhag was to sweep the homes with the lulav, that changes with times, and since nowadays people do not use the lulav for such a thing, so the whole metzias has changed, and therefore nowadays it is not similar to Oichel, and therefore there is no raya from the Shevet HaLevi that is machmir on klipe tapuzim, that they do have a kedusha shvi'is to the case of a lulav, and in the case of a lulav, it for sure will not have a kedusha shvi'is, even according to Rashi and Tosfos that hold that in the times of the Gemara, lulav did have kedusha shvi'is, but since nowadays hana'asu yubi'urei einoi shaveh, the lulav is just like any other tree that does not have kedusha shvi'is. We mentioned Rashi's pshat, why eitzim are considered hana'osam achar bi'urom, and Rashi explained that when a person uses eitzim in order to bake things, foods with them, first the process goes that first the eitzim are being burnt, and only after that the person is using the coals in order to bake with them. And therefore the hana'ah, the benefit that a person gets from the eitzim, is only after they have been destroyed, and therefore it is considered hana'osam achar bi'uroy. Tosfos asks in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis that is true regarding baking, but in the case of cooking, a person is getting the hana right away. When the flames are still up and high, he could put the pot on top of those burning eitzim, and in that case, the hana and the biur happen at the same time. So why do we say that eitzim do not have kedusha shvis, since hana osay achar biuroy? That is true if the hana is only the hana of baking, but people use eitzim also for cooking, and therefore it should be considered hana'osu be'uroi shova, and the eitzim should have kedushas shviis to them. Tosfos answers, and Tosfos says that it is true that people use eitzim also for cooking purposes, but the main, the ikar tashvish of eitzim is for afia. In those days, the ikar tashvish was for baking, and only miut of the tashmish was for cooking. Therefore, we follow the roiv tashmish, and since the roiv tashmish is afia, and in the case of afia, the hana'osay comes achar bi'uroi. Therefore, eitzim are considered things which hana'osay achar bi'uroi, and they are not kodosh b'kedusha shviis. Rabbeinu Chananel here in Sukkot Daf Mem Amud Aleph explains a little bit different, and he says that even in the case of cooking, even though people use the flames of the eitzim in the process of the cooking, still, says Rabbeinu Chananel, the ikar bishul happens only at the end. It is true that the pot is starting to be cooked. The food in the pot is being cooked already in the beginning when the eitzim start to get burned. But the ikar of the afia, the main process of the cooking, takes place at the end when the eitzim are already burnt and consumed, and all that remains are coals from those eitzim. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Chananel, that even in the case of bishul, it is considered hana'osay achar bi'uroi, since the main hana'ah of the bishul is only after the eitzim are already burnt. The Ritva has a third explanation, and he says that really the hana'ah of baking or cooking is not the fact that the food is cooked or baked. The hana'ah is only when the person is eating the foods that he cooked and baked. And in that case, both in bishul and in afia, the hana'ah obviously is achar habi'ur, because the person is eating the foods a long time after the eitzim have been destroyed already. So according to the Ritva, we don't have to come to the pshat that a person uses only the coals and he's not using the flames in the process of the cooking or the baking. That does not matter. Even if he would use the flames and the bishul or the afio will be taking place at the time of the destruction of the eitzim, that's, the eitzim are still considered hana'osay achar bi'uroi, since the hana'ah is the fact that a person is eating. That is the real hana'ah in the case of afia and the case of bishul, and therefore it is considered hana'osay achar bi'uroi. The Hemshech HaSugya, the Gemara brings a machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi whether one could use peiroi shviis lemishra velikvusa. One wants to use wine which was made out of peirois, which are kodesh b'kedusha shviis. Is he allowed to use this wine in order to soak clothes and wash them from their stains? Tanakama says, "Ein moisrim peiroi shviis lo lemishra velo lekvusa." And Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Moisrin, one is allowed to use wine which is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviis in order to wash and soak his clothes. The Gemara explains that the Machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama is, what is the miut from the word Le'ochlo? According to Tanakama, the word Le'ochlo is Memayet any Hana'ah, which is the Hana'osoy ubi'uroy eino yishove. Anytime that the Hana'ah comes after the biur, after the destruction of the Peir Shviis, one cannot have such an hana'ah from peiros which are kodesh b'kedusha shviis, and therefore one is not allowed to wash his clothes with wine which is kodesh b'kedusha shviis, because the hana'ah comes after the biur. Rashi explains why is that so, that the hana'ah comes after the biur, and Rashi says that the wine gets destroyed right away when a person puts the clothes in the wine, and the benefit of washing the garment is only later when the person wears the garment itself. Therefore, it is not considered hana'osu be'uroi shove, and this hana'ah is not allowed to be done with peiros shviis. This is how Rashi says, "Shemishah she'shoyre habgodim ohapishton bayayin shoh achas nisba'er ve'ovadloi." In the moment that a person already started soaking his clothes in the wine, the wine is already starting to be destroyed. And only later, says Rashi, Nisbar ve'ovad loy v'hana also yeinu ad sheyilbasha begodim. The hana is only later when he wears those garments. Rabbi Yossi is choylek on Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yossi holds that from the pasuk of le'ochlo, we are not memayet things which hana also achar bi'uroi. One is allowed to be nehne from Piris Shviis, even a type of hana that comes after the biur, after the destruction of the Piris Shviis. And therefore, one is allowed to wash his garments with wine, which is kodesh b'kedusha Shviis. The only thing that the pasuk is emet is hana she'eino shava b'chol adam. The pasuk teaches us that one is only allowed to use the peiros, which are kodesh b'kedusha shviis, for common hanois, the regular hanois, which all the people use those fruits for. But hanois, which are not shava b'chol adam, and the example is hanois of medicine, if one uses the peiros shviis for refuah, or he uses the wine, which is kodesh b'kedusha shviis, in order to spray it around the house to bring about a nice smell, this is hana she'eino shava b'chol adam. And this hana is asur with the wine, which is kodesh b'kedusha shviis. It comes out that according to Rashi, the hana that we are discussing in the case of washing the clothes is the hanas levisha, the hana that a person, the benefit that a person gets from the fact that the stains were removed. This is the hana. This is the main hana that he receives, and therefore says Rashi that this hana comes after the biur, since the wine was destroyed right away when he soaked the clothes in the wine. Now, Tosfos asks that this is a stira to a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara over there brings a Mishnah that Sfichei Stim VeKoitzo Yesh Lahem Shviis. There are special plants which are grown in order to dye clothes with those plants. And the Gemara says that they have Kedusha Shviis, but still says the Gemara that one is allowed to dye his clothes with those garments on Shviis. And the Gemara explains that those garments, those special plants, when he uses them in order to dye his clothes, this is called hana'osiyu be'uroi shaveh. And the pshat is that the clothes are being dyed at the same time that these plants are being destroyed. The biur of the plants, the destruction of those plants, happens at the same time as the hana, the benefit that he gets from the fact that the clothes are dyed. Asks Tosfos, according to Rashi, that the hana from a beged is the levisha. How could we say that by dyeing the beged, the hana and the biur happen at the same time? It is true that the beged was dyed and was colored at the same time that those plants were destroyed, but the ikar hana is not the fact that the beged was now colored. The ikar hana is the fact that he will be able later on to wear a nice and fresh dyed beged. And if that is so, the hana over there is also achar bi'uroi, because the plants are misbayar, the plants are being destroyed when he's in the middle of the process of dyeing his clothes, and he will get the benefit only later on when he will wear the clothes. Because Rashi says that the hana, the ikar hana from the plants are the hana aslavisha. Therefore, Tosfos says that it makes more sense to understand our Gemara according to Rashi in Baba Kama says. Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Gufala from the base explains that the reason why, in the case of steam vekoitza, in those special plants which are grown in order to dye the clothes, the reason why it is considered hana osu yubeyure shoveh, Rashi says, Bish'as resichas hayoyre, hayoyro kolo hashoyresh vekoilet hatzeva. In the process of dyeing the clothes, at the same time that those roots, those plants are being destroyed, at the same time he gets the benefit of the fact that the clothes get dyed and they get colored, and therefore it is called hana'osiyu b'yuri shoveh. And says Tosfos, if we focus on the benefit, on the hana that happens to the clothes themselves, we could understand the difference between dyeing clothes and washing them with the wine in our sugya. In the case of dyeing the clothes, the process of dyeing begins right away when the pot is boiling, and therefore han also yubi'urei shaveh, the destruction of the plants and the benefit happen at the same time. On the other hand, in our sugya, since it takes a few days until the wine removes the stains from the clothes, therefore han also yubi'urei einei shaveh, the wine gets destroyed right away, and the stains are being removed only later on after a few days. According to this Tosfos, the hana in our sugya from the begodim, in the case of washing the clothes, is not the hana aslavisha. The hana is not the fact that he could now wear nice and fresh clothes. The hana is the fact that the clothes themselves were cleaned. But Tosfos doesn't explain the maisa. This is a stira in Rashi himself, because Rashi in our sugya did not explain that way. Rashi said that the hana of begodim is hana aslavisha, Not the fact that the begodim become clean. And if that is so, Toisis Kasha still remains. How can we say in the case of Stim Vekoitza, in those special plants which are dyeing the clothes, we say that over there the Hano and the Biur are Ana'osu, but Iroi Shava, since according to Rashi, the Hano is the Hano's Levisha, and the Levisha obviously happens after the plants already have been destroyed. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Sefer Dibrei Moshe in Babakama Simen Ayin Gimel Anaf Gimel explains that we could understand and we could answer this stira of Rashi by understanding that there's a fundamental difference between washing clothes and dyeing them. And Rav Moshe explains that in the case of washing clothes, even though when the clothes have stains on them, one does not want to wear such clothes, nevertheless, the process of removing the stains does not really make a real difference, a real change in the beged itself. The beged itself still remains the same beged, and the person maybe got a little bit of a benefit in the fact that now the beged is clean, but the beged didn't really change. Therefore, holds Rashi that the real hana over here that we are discussing is not the hana that the beged was clean. The hana is the hana's levisha. When a person now is going to wear those clothes, this is when he's getting his hana. He's enjoying the fact that the beged is clean. On the other hand, when we're discussing dyeing clothes and changing their color, in that case, says Rav Moshe, the beged itself is going through a very big difference, a very big change. In the beginning, the beged did not have color or had a color which was not wanted by the Bailim. And after the process of the dyeing, the beged changed colors. In that case, Rashi agrees that the Ikar Hana is not the fact that he eventually will wear the beged. Even before that, he gains in Hana by the very fact that the beged now changed its color. It's a new heftza of a beged. And now this beged is considered something else. And therefore, Rashi explains to the Baba Kama that it is considered Hanaosu Biurei Shava, because over there the Hano is not the Hanaos Levisha. The Ikar Hano is the fact that now is the Beged Tzavua, and that Hano happens exactly at the same time with the destruction of the plants, of the dying plants, because when they are the process of the dying happens, those plants are being destroyed. By this Isoid, Rav Moshe answers a stira in Rashi himself. We mentioned already that Rashi explained the reason why in Stam Eitzim we say that Hana'osoi Achar Bi'uroi, and that is because the Eitzim usually are used in order to bake food with them, and says Rashi that the baking process is only happening after the Eitzim are already destroyed. When the flames go down and all that is left is now the coals, that is when the baking process begins, and therefore Hana'osoi Achar Bi'uroi. The Ritva over there explains that the reason why Eitzim are considered Hana'osoi Achar Bi'uroi is because the real hana of the baking is the eating of the baked goods, the eating of the bread or whatever else he was baking, and that obviously happens after the Eitzim were already destroyed. And the shaila is, why didn't Rashi say the pshat of the Ritva? Lichura, it's a very glatt pshat that the reason why in Eitzim we say that hana osay achar beuroi, that is because the hana of the person is when he is eating the bread, and the destruction of the Eitzim happens a lot before that. Why did Rashi have to come and tell us that within the burning of the Eitzim there are two stages? There's the stage where the flames are still high, and only later he comes to cook with the coals. Rashi could have said a more pashat pshat, and that is that the hana of baking is in the achila itself. And the kasha is even stronger, since Rashi himself explained that in the case of kvisa, in the case of washing clothes, the hana is the wearing of the beged. The hana is not the fact that the beged is being cleaned. The hana is the wearing of the beged. And the same thing, Rashi should have said the same thing regarding the hana of baking. The hana is not the fact that the loaf of bread is being baked. The hana is the fact that now he is eating the bread. And that is for sure hana acha habir, because the Eitzim were already destroyed. So why didn't Rashi say the pshat of the Ritva, which seems a lot more a more pashat pshat? And Rashi himself said the same idea regarding the kvisa of begodim. Says Rav Moshe that according to his side, we could understand the pshat in Rashi. It is true that in the case of cleaning begodim, Rashi said that the hana is levisha, because in the case of cleaning begodim, nothing really happened to the beged. The beged was only cleaned, but the beged itself did not change. So Rashi said over there, there's no other hana than the levisha itself. If we are looking at the beged itself, the beged didn't really change, and the person is only starting to get the benefit when he's wearing the beged, that he feels that he benefited from the wine which is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. On the other hand, when we are discussing baking, in the baking process, obviously the bread changes a very big change before the baking and after the baking. Beforehand, it was only dough, which was not ro'i la'achila. And after the baking process, it becomes a proper loaf of bread. And therefore, in that case, Rashi holds that the hano is not only later when he will be eating the bread. The hano is right away when the bread is being baked. And therefore, Rashi had to explain that even though the hano is the fact that the bread is being baked, still it is considered hano osay acha bi'uroi, because the trees were already consumed by the fire, and all that remains are the coals from the trees. So far, we discussed in the sugya two types of hano'os that a person could have from peiroi shvi'is. There is one type of hano'a that the hano'a and the biur happen at the same time, hano'osu be'uroi shove, and that type of hano'a is permitted with the peiros, which are kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is, and the example is eating those peiros. Obviously, a person is getting the benefit at the same time that the peiros are being destroyed. And the other type of hano'a is hano'osoy acha bi'uroi. The case was when a person is washing his clothes with wine, which is kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is, and over there, the benefit that a person gets from those clothes is only after the wine was already destroyed, because the destruction of the wine starts right away when he soaks his clothes in the wine. And this type of hano'a is asur b'shvi'is, at least according to Tanakama, and this is the halacha. Rabbi Kiva Eiger in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis asks, what would be the case if in a hana'a which comes before the destruction? And the example is if a person wants to get the benefit from the peiros shvi'is through smelling those peiros. Is that hana'a permitted with a peiros which are kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is or not? On one hand, we could say that it is not dumya de la achla. It is not similar to the hana'a of achila, because in the case of achila, the hana'a and the biur happen exactly at the same time. And now, in the case of smelling, the hana'a comes before the destruction of the peiros. Or we could say that the only issa that the Torah asserts is in the case where the hana'a comes after the biur. But if the hana'a comes before the biur, there is no problem at all. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says that hano'a which comes before the biur is permitted with peiros which are kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger explains the svara. The svara is that the reason why the Torah asserted to have benefit from peiros shvi'is in a way where the hano'a comes after the biur, and the example that we mentioned is washing his clothes with wine which is kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is, that is because that action looks as if he's destroying the peiros shvi'is. There's a halacha in the Torah that one is not allowed to destroy peiros shvi'is le'ochlo veloy lehefzed. And even though the person who is washing his clothes is not really destroying, he is using the peiros shvi'is, the wine which is kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is, in order to wash his clothes. But since the process begins with the destruction of the wine and only later he gets the benefit, this looks as if he's causing the peiros or the wine to be destroyed. And people could think that he's causing the peiros, which are kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is, to be destroyed. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, this is only true in a case where the hana'a comes after the biur. There we could understand that the Torah did not want a person to have an hana'a which seems as if he's destroying the peiros shvi'is without any purpose. But in the case where the hana'a comes before the destruction, in the case when a person wants to inhale or smell the peiros which are kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is, in that case, there's no problem at all, because there everyone will understand that the person did not destroy the peiros shvi'is. He's getting hana'a from the peiros, and even though later on the peiros were destroyed by themselves, they were rotten or any other way of destruction, he already got the hana'a, and the peiros were destroyed by themselves. Therefore, says Rabbi Ve'eger, la halacha, one could have hana'a from peiros shvi'is in a way where the hana'a comes before the biur. Rabbi Kiva Eiger has a beautiful raya to this isoid, and Rabbi Kiva Eiger says we find that the Gemara learns out from the pasuk of le'ochla that one is not allowed to do schoiro be'peiros shvi'is. One is not allowed to do transactions and to sell peiros shvi'is and to keep the money and not use that money in the year of the Shemitah. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, doing schoiro with peiros shvi'is by definition is hana'osoy koidim be'uroi, because the hana'a, the benefit that the person gets from the peiros, is the money that he received from selling those peiros, and the destruction of the peiros will happen only later when the peiros will be destroyed, will be eaten, or any other form of destruction. And says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if we see that the Torah needs to teach us a special limud that schoira is not allowed with peiros shviis, that is a riot that other ways of hanois, which will be similar to schoira, that the hanah comes before the biur, will be permitted. Only schoira is also be peiros shviis, because the person is not using the peiros la'achla, he is using them for schoira. But in the case where a person is using the peiros for his own benefit, even though the hanah comes before the biur, that will be permitted with peiros shviis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.